ready for this?
I got one thing to say.
Universal Wrestling Podcast.
The irresistible force, the immovable object.
Inside the ring.
Outside the ring.
That I just happen to be the greatest wrestling machine alive.
It's all here.
What a mega matchup.
Universal Wrestling Podcast.
I like this kind of party, baby.
Welcome back to the Universal Wrestling Podcast. My name is Nick Dieterding. His name is Alex Sacco.
Welcome.
A.K.A. the one-hit wonder. Sacco, what's up, brother?
Not much, man. Getting excited for the Rumble.
That voice, Bullwinkle. Where have I heard that voice?
Yes, sir. And the newest member of the team.
Excellent.
Robert Buchanan.
Welcome.
A.K.A. the third wheel. What's up, Robbie?
What's up, Deets? Just in the future, don't call me Robert. Thank you.
You're the biggest asshole walking God's green earth.
And now our special guest, Chris Dees from It's Our House podcast. Chris, what's up, man?
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. Really good. How are you guys?
Good. Can't complain.
I can complain about certain things, but we won't get into that and the Rumble. I'm excited to talk Rumble. Always excited to talk Rumble.
Chris, tell us about your podcast and how it came to be.
Test, check, check.
I used to write for bodyslam.net. I went in there as sort of like the lead editor, writer and that. Brought in a bunch of guys with me, ended up building a team of like 20 or 30 below, not below me, but guys that were working for me and writing and sort of like putting out some great content. Just got really, really friendly with a couple of guys. Most of them were American. Obviously, being from the UK, it's hard to find wrestling pals. It's not really that big a deal over here. It's not often you find them like in the workplace or anything. So when we make friends on Twitter or social media or whatever, we sort of like latch onto each other. Made really good friends with Stuart and Carl Faz. We just had the idea to start a podcast. We'd all three of us had always wanted to do it. Just like I said, shooting shit on wrestling and doing reviews and interviews and special guests and things like that. And yeah, it just came together quite naturally, really. Going really well. We've been doing it for a few months now. About 2.5 or 3 months. We've interviewed some pretty big names from Ring of Honor and Impact, and we've got a lot of stuff planned coming up soon. Really enjoying it. It's going really, really well.
I like that you say you guys shoot the shit, because that's exactly what we do.
Crap.
Yeah, man, it's the best way to be. Just be honest, you know? Wrestling's great, but we don't sugarcoat anything. There's no point. Wrestling is great. Wrestling is also really bad a lot of the time. So, you know, and I think people appreciate hearing that.
Absolutely. So let's get the show on the road. Chris, let's start with you.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Bond. James Bond. I'm looking for Dr. Goodhead.
You just found her.
And let's start with the WWE Championship. We'll see Drew McIntyre defend his title against none other than Goldberg.
For me, little bit biased, obviously. I love Drew. I love Drew as a UK fan, and just because he's a badass champion. He carried WWE so well throughout all these uncertain times over the last year, through COVID. I'm not in the camp of hating on Goldberg just for the sake of it. I brought back because he's a name. Raw is struggling. You know, they're struggling for legitimate challengers. I think they'd probably argue for somebody like Sheamus. I love Sheamus, and I think he should have had a shot by now at Drew, especially with Chip and their whole background and relationship together. I really don't know what's going to happen going into that match. The problem is if Goldberg does go over, if Goldberg does take the title off Drew, who then goes for Goldberg?
No, I think they would just do a rematch, and I think and there's no way Goldberg's going to come back and not win the title. Like, there's no way, and he's going to let that happen. He's too much of a selfish asshole.
Yeah, he wouldn't be coming back unless it was for a reason.
Right, and I don't think he's going to settle for a loss. And I think he's going to come back and win it and then lose it. Like, he's going to just ruin pushes like he's been doing for the last 4 years.
Can't happen, my gosh. It just can't happen. I mean,
you're right, it can't, but it's probably going to, because Vince is a moron.
I mean, Chris brought up a good point. I'd much rather see Sheamus in this situation than Goldberg, because I just do hate on Goldberg. He can't wrestle a lick anymore. But what do you do with Drew when you lose? It does nothing. It kills his whole reign. It just, hopefully they learn from past mistakes and they can't let this happen.
And I honestly get it. I get where Vince is coming from. book the WWE champion against someone like Goldberg. After the match with Taker and his match with Bray, the heat is, it's real, it's authentic. I don't want to see another Goldberg match, but I do want to see Drew win, and I think that's what's going to happen. Goldberg winning is bad for business, and to be honest, it's unbelievable. I can't believe that.
Yeah, I think it was different when Goldberg came back and beat Brock, because we wanted him to beat Brock. As much as we didn't like Goldberg particularly either, it was a part-timer beating another part-timer. But yeah, I completely agree. Drew has to win. Unless Drew loses the title to Goldberg so that he can win it back with the fans. And then he gets that moment that he deserved last year at WrestleMania, when obviously he didn't get it.
I guess I'm going to be the black sheep here and take Goldberg.
I mean, it makes sense to an extent, right?
All Vince cares about is those fucking ratings, man. And he saw that they went up past 2 million because Goldberg came back. And then put the title on him, and he's going to call it a day. And I don't think Goldberg would ever settle to come back to not win it. I just don't see it. I don't see Goldberg losing.
Yeah, and I mean, look what AEW did. They brought back Sting. For what? For ratings. So I understand where you're coming from, but Sting's not in the title picture. Goldberg is. It cannot happen. I do not want to see it. You know, it's bad for business.
Well, was it bad for business when he put down Kevin Owens?
Absolutely. Yes.
Was it bad when he put down the Wolf of the Fiend or Bray?
Absolutely.
Back then?
Absolutely. All right,
so then what's the difference from then and now?
Well, trying to make a point here that Goldberg coming back is not a bad thing, but why is he got put in the Universal Wrestling?
You're right, picture? It's not a bad thing. It's a horrible thing.
But he could wrestle so many people and put them over, like other people, like mid-carders.
Right. I think he should put over Keith Lee. That's what I think should happen.
Or Big E, right.
Or Big E, right. 100%.
Or Otis.
No, not that.
Deej, you're bad for business, brother.
Damn.
At least, you know, if Sting does win something, at least if he does wrestle, at least he's not doing it from day one, where Goldberg was just like, boom, here, you're back, straight in for the title, go. At least they're holding off on Sting. At least they're playing the long game. He's been back for, like, what, 5 or 6 weeks on AEW, and there's still not even a tease of him going for gold.
Now let's bring this into the picture. The Miz, Money in the Bank. It could help the situation.
How?
Take the heat off of Goldberg and have Drew still look strong.
So he's going to cash in on Drew.
Drew, or if Goldberg wins, cash in
Goldberg
on Goldberg.
Take a loss to Miz. No chance.
No way.
Yeah, but it somehow doesn't it help Drew? Doesn't it make Drew look stronger? Maybe
I don't think Vince gives a shit about making Drew look strong at this point.
Well, Deese makes a good point. They gave Miz the briefcase back for a reason. There's an idea behind it. They just didn't give him the briefcase back for nothing.
Right. Year after year after year with the Money in the Bank where they just cannot get it right. It's awful.
They haven't got it right since Seth.
I mean, maybe Seth's was so good that these all look like total dog shit. This is not it. What's going on now? I mean, Alex, you said it before.
Right. Kevin Owens needs a briefcase. Right. Deetsman actually makes a great point. I mean, would you be mad if Goldberg beat Drew and then Miz cashed in? I wouldn't be as mad because Goldberg's not my fucking champ.
Yeah, but he's still beating Drew, which he shouldn't be. Drew should be beating him clean.
You're absolutely right.
I don't see it as a squash for Drew, and I don't see Goldberg winning decisively. There has to be something. Maybe he doesn't cash it in. Maybe he attempts to cash it in. But I'm just saying, I don't see this as a 1-2-3.
Yeah, there's going to be some shenanigans. There's going to be a dodgy finish. I think I would prefer to see maybe Drew wins, retains the title, and then Miz cashes in. Maybe Goldberg, I don't know, maybe Goldberg attacks Drew. I don't know. I'm the same as you guys. I'm really struggling to see a good scenario, a good outcome for this. WWE have done what they already always do. They've backed themselves into a corner, and it's impossible to see a way out, with, like you say, without somebody looking bad. I don't give a fuck if Goldberg looks bad, but I really don't know what they're doing with the Money in the Bank. They've flip-flopped so many times.
Miz can grab a pin in this match is if they both beat the living shit out of each other and they just pound each other and he comes in at the end. But I don't think that's going to happen because Goldberg can't go more than 10 minutes. Unless it's just spear, 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 claymore, claymore, claymore from the jump, which isn't going to happen. But
even if let's say in an ideal world, Drew just completely squashes Goldberg. It's obviously not going to happen. But let's just say from the go, claymore, 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 1-2-3, done. Does that even really do anything for Drew? He's beating an old man up. That doesn't make him look more dominant for me. It's just some old dude that's come back for one night only, again. I don't see the benefit to this at all.
Yeah, Chris, you hit it right on the head there. It doesn't make sense. So for me, I'm picking Drew.
I'm going with Drew too. I just don't see it happening, and I hope WWE listens to what I'm trying to put out here. Goldberg cannot win.
Yeah, I'm going with Goldberg, but if Goldberg wins, I'm not a wrestling fan anymore. How about that?
Okay, I like that.
I'm going for Drew as well. I don't know how it's going to go down, but yeah.
Oh, by the way, I've also heard rumors. Cena and Goldberg's pretty much a lock at Mania, I heard.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Cena Goldberg,
huh? So that means to break the record.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks!
That would make sense.
So Goldberg is going to win, isn't he?
Berg to beat Drew in probably some dodgy, shitty finish, probably involving Miz, maybe Sheamus.
Wow.
There's a reason Miz has got that briefcase back.
Well, let's talk about that. How does that match end? If what you're saying is true, Cena versus Goldberg, how does that match end?
I think Miz attempts to cash in, but doesn't cash in, and the distraction helps Goldberg to take advantage, hit one more spear, just as it looked like Drew was about to win. And then maybe, I don't know what that does for Drew, though. Drew would probably have to go into a short feud with Miz just for a little bit. Maybe he wins the chamber or something. I don't know or care. It all sounds horrible.
Yeah, so Robbie, what do you think? How many spears? How does it end? Who goes over? Do you really think Goldberg is going to win?
It's my pick, man. I don't think Goldberg comes back and loses. I know Alex does not agree with me, even 1% agrees with me, but this man his ego's out of control. He's not going to come back and lose. And now that there's rumors of Cena and Goldberg at Mania, some credible source reported as a lock.
I may be just going out on a limb tonight, but you guys seem a little bit angry.
So and they've been right in the past. And what Chris just said is that, you know, to break the record, which I think I personally want it. I think
I want it, but not that way. I don't want to fuck Goldberg.
Yeah, I would. What are you talking about? People hate Goldberg. It'd be perfect.
You're right. Chris made a great point. They put the Money in the Bank back on the Miz. They gave it back to him for a reason. And I didn't hear the rumor about Goldberg and Cena until just now, until Rob mentioned it. I mean, I'm still not believing that Drew's going to lose him. But
the only way Drew can lose this match is if Goldberg spears him like 10 times and jackknifes him another 10, and he's still getting up.
And nothing is going to stop me.
There's no way you can have Drew go over and make him look weak. You can't Kevin Owens this. You can't Bray Wyatt this.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
So what do you do with The Miz? I mean, this just, it's kind of like Otis again. What do you do?
You got time's ticking.
Well, he has to lay, right?
The funniest thing in all of this that I read, because I was talking to a guy about it that I used to work with, and he's pretty spot on with this kind of stuff, normally pretty reliable. WWE don't want Drew to lose at Mania. And my response to that was, but how is it okay for him to lose to old man Goldberg at the Rumble? How is that any better? I would rather have seen him just keep the title and flat out lose to Cena, because Cena is a hell of a lot more credible than Goldberg, who has got two moves, but hell, at least Cena's got six.
Let me ask you a question, Deeds. So it's Cena Goldberg at Mania, right? So say that's what they're doing no matter what. And you have to either choose if it's going to be a title match or a non-title match. Which one are you choosing?
Non-title. I don't want Cena to beat Flair's record.
I don't need to see Goldberg versus Cena in 2021, though.
Exactly.
I don't want to see it either. Throw the title on it to make it somewhat watchable, because you're being forced to watch it regardless. So
I know, but from my perspective, I do not want to see Cena break Ric Flair's record.
But I just happen to be the greatest wrestling machine alive.
I think Ric Flair should keep it. I do not. Yeah, he's best for business. He's probably one of the best. He's probably on Mount Rushmore, but I do not want to see him break the record. It's, you know, simple as that.
When you get Ric Flair riled up, woo, you better be a hell of a man.
Yeah, that's where we're disagreeing. I think he needs to break it. I think he should break it.
What do you think, Chris?
I would like to see him break it. They're very different, though, aren't they? Because obviously, like, Flair got all of his victories in pretty much what was a full-time career, whereas Cena has pretty much been part-time for the last, 4 or 5 years, maybe? But he still won championships in that time. So I can see where you're coming from in terms of not wanting him to beat Flair, but...
And I'm the man, whether you like it or not!
I'm only 31, you know, I didn't really know Flair that much. I know Cena, I love Cena, big fan, that I'd be quite happy to see him do it. Just not in this fucking fashion, I don't need to see that match. Cena versus Drew, that sounds decent. They could have a good competitive match that isn't a three-minute squash. Cena can still put on classics. We saw it with AJ.
Yeah. And to have him break that not in front of a crowd, that's, I don't know. I'm starting to lean toward it not being a title match now because of all that, this conversation. It doesn't have to be, first of all, but I think you can't break that. Not, I mean, there is a crowd, I guess. It's a little crowd, but not a full one, which is what I think you'd want for the, you know, the best WB champion in history to break it.
Yeah, but from my perspective, Cena's a part-timer. I don't want him to come back, just like Goldberg, just like Sting. I don't want them to come back and then have him go over and win the title. For me, as a WWE fan for longer than I can remember, I don't want to see it.
Diamonds are forever, and so is Ric Flair.
Woo! I agree with Chris. I'm all for Cena breaking the record. Obviously, Deets knows I've been advocating for Cena to come back for one more last run to break the record, but Goldberg's not the fucking answer. If you're gonna have Cena break the record at WrestleMania, why isn't he beating Drew? Keep the title on Drew, and why is Goldberg even involved in this?
Let's get on with the next match. It is the Women's Royal Rumble.
Your Women's Royal Rumble 2021 winner is Ronda Rousey.
Okay. Can you please elaborate a little?
Ratings. Goldberg is your champ. Rousey's returning on Raw. That's 3 million views right there. That's all Vince sees. That's it.
Wow.
And also my little friend on the internet is telling me she's like in the top five for betting odds right now for her to win. Like she's, see if I can find it. Last time I looked, she was like 8-1 odds to win Rousey.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But my one is Bianca Belair. The women's division has been all about the four horsemen for so long. Sasha, Bailey, Charlotte, Becky. It's time to build somebody up. And I think it's Bianca's time to give her a little push and see what she's got.
Yeah, but is she believable? Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I completely agree there. I think if I had two, it would be Rhea or Bianca, but Bianca would be my choice if I was booking it myself. I love Bianca. I loved her in NXT. As you say, it's time for something a little bit different. Bailey was an incredible champion. I like what they're doing with Bailey and Bianca at the moment. I think this can only be good working with Bailey. She had a really, really strong showing in last year's Rumble, obviously eliminating so many. She was by far the MVP of the match, showed us what she can do. She had a bit of a dodgy start to life on the main roster, was barely used on Raw. She was just sort of there because she's married to one of the Street Profits. But I don't know. I think she'd be my pick to win. Rhea is another really good call. I don't know. I really want to see Rhea get some revenge on Charlotte. I don't know how that works. Maybe she eliminates Charlotte last to win it.
Right.
There's a few different possibilities. There's a few different options, different routes they can go. Let's just hope they don't pull a WWE and go with Charlotte again. I really like the idea of Ronda. I hadn't even considered Ronda. But we know she's training at the minute and has been for a little while. So,
yeah,
I think that'll be a really cool one as well. I don't think there'll be particularly any surprises other than Ronda.
Have we talked about, Alexa Bliss is up there.
Is she too key to the whole Orton and Fiend rivalry, maybe, to be going for the title?
Yeah, but she's due. Like, she was on top of the division for a while, and she's due to be back up there again, I think. I think she's great.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, I would love to see Bray and Bliss walk out as Rumble winners. You know, that would be really cool. Obviously, that's my hot take of the episode because I don't really think that's going to happen, but that would be cool. Let's get back to Belair. Chris, do you think she's really ready to win a Rumble?
No, I don't think fans will be invested in her enough yet, unless they were big NXT fans, because of how little we saw of her on the main roster up until recently, because it's only really been the last couple of months, I think, now, for Bianca, alongside Bailey. Loads of random throwaway tag matches. I think she could have great chemistry with Sasha Banks. that's a match that I would love to see. I think it's just the fan within me just wants to see Bianca get good things. I don't think she's necessarily ready. I think Rhea would be probably the better option. We've seen what Rhea can do when she's mixed it up with members of the main roster around the Survivor Series period and in War Games as well. So, yeah, I think maybe next year's Rumble for Bianca. Yeah.
This is the first time where, like, both Rumbles are, like, totally just shots in the dark, if you ask me. Like, I feel like there's always been that one standout. Like, I remember before, like, right before 18, like, it was like, oh, Nakamura's probably going to win. And then I think before that it was Orton. And it kind of came out, like, a week before. And these, like, there's just nobody that, like, real. I mean, even with the, I know I just brought up the men, but, like, with both of them, it's just, I kind of feel like they're both, you know, it's still wide open. Rhonda. You heard it here first.
I'm sticking with Bianca.
I've had my mind changed throughout the conversation. So yeah, I'm going Rhea now. It was Bianca, but I'm going Rhea.
Nice. You're on the Rhea train. Come on, baby. Cool. So the next match on the board is Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. No longer Adam Pearce, and it's now a last man standing match. Or is
it? Do we really got to go over this one? Like, we already don't know who's winning it.
For the sake of the show, yes, we're going to have to go over it, Rob.
Hot take here, Roman.
Yeah, I mean, I love KO, as you all know, but it's not happening. Roman's your champion, probably Mania.
Pick Kevin.
So, not happening.
No balls.
Roman, I mean, there is, you know, the last man standing thing or whatever, no disqualification, whatever the stipulation is, makes it kind of interesting to see. I don't know. Just kind of makes it better than a normal match.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be that classic versus Roman match where, or versus, you know, Brock match, whatever, where, like, the guy, like, isn't going to win but gets a couple close two counts, hits his finisher maybe twice, and then it looks like he has a shot, but, you know, we all know he doesn't. That's what it's going to end up being.
Am I glad it's Kevin Owens? Yes, absolutely. Two things. One, Adam Pearce should not be in the main event. And two, who wants to see that? I'd rather see Kevin Owens go one-on-one with Roman Reigns for the third time.
Well, I think you could see it coming a mile off that it wasn't going to be Adam Pearce. It was a nice, nice little story. It was a shocking moment. And by the way, how fucking nice was his selling of the super kick from Jay?
Oh. Yeah.
The way he just hit the mat like a fucking sack of shit was so good. That made me want him in the main event. But yeah, I think we saw this coming a mile off. I'm glad it's Kevin Owens. I'm glad he's getting another shot. It's been a great storyline. I think there's going to be some shenanigans because it's a last man standing match. I think maybe we might see the return of Jimmy. I think it's about time Kevin Owens got some help, got some friends coming in. Maybe Sammy. Sammy would make the most sense. Yeah. Damian Priest, I don't know what the fuck that rumor was all about. I like Damian Priest, but he's nobody's friend. Like, that's a really weird,
really weird
booking choice, that. So, yeah, I mean, it's not even worth talking about this, obviously. Roman's going to win. Roman's on top. Roman's been incredible. He's been the highlight of WWE for the last 6 months. Yeah, pretty cut and shut, really. I'm looking forward to the match, though. I think it'll be fun. It'll be good.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a good match. It's just going to be, you know, it's pretty obvious Roman's winning this one.
Okay, so this sets him up for Seth at Mania.
So I like that. I mean, I like the idea of Seth winning the Rumble and then going to fight Roman. But I kind of like this idea a little bit better of Seth coming back and kind of going under Roman's wing, but Seth still being, you know, the Messiah, and then him just slowly getting more and more pissed at him and, like, you know, going to the mid card and, like, taking falls from him and shit like that. And then there's a big blow off match at, like, SummerSlam or something like that. That would be cool. Let Seth join that little group. And, you know, because, like, technically Seth is family. If he's a real super close friend of Roman. So technically it could work.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool, if he's not going to win the Rumble, which he's probably not. I think that's a cool direction they could go in, but
exactly. He does not need to win the Rumble. So
he doesn't have to. Right. No.
Right. That's a smart idea.
I agree on all points, to be honest. I don't really know what's next for Roman. I'm enjoying this little Shinsuke Nakamura push. I don't know. I like Nakamura, but I can't see him above the mid card anymore because of how badly he's been treated since his ball kicking contest with AJ Styles a couple of years ago. You know, they ruined him for me then. They ruined that storyline and what should have been another 5-star classic at Mania. What is next for Roman? I don't know, man. Whatever he touches is going to turn to gold, though. I think it probably will be Seth. Seth should be coming back any time. It was meant to be back a few weeks ago, wasn't he? And then that got cancelled for some reason. I'm gonna go with what Rob said there with Seth. Seth sort of like trying to usurp Roman from within.
And to bring up your other point with Shinsuke and AJ, how the ball kicking contest. How, like, the hype around that match before it, and for them to like go out and do that, what an embarrassment! Because their first match at Wrestle Kingdom was phenomenal, and then we finally gave us the match we all wanted, and then they just kick each other in the nuts 10 times or whatever.
That was the worst.
Oh, that was awful, man. I'd never been more excited for a match in my life than that, and I should have known that Vince was going to drop the ball on it.
They wouldn't just book a Last Man Standing match for the hell of it. There's a reason why.
I can see Adam Pearce getting involved somehow. And I think how I would book it is maybe Adam Pearce gets involved when he doesn't need to get involved because he's not in the match anymore and, you know, he has nothing to do with it. He's just an official again. Maybe gets suspended, loses his job for a bit, and gets fired or whatever. Sonya Deville takes over.
Yeah, looks like it's heading that way too.
So we're all across the board Roman, right?
Yeah, we're all across the board Roman, yep.
Okay, let's get to it. So the next match is the Men's Royal Rumble. Sacco, what do you got?
Yeah, I guess I'll start. I'm going to take Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
And that is your next opponent for Roman freaking Reigns.
Hate that. That's awful.
Why do you hate it?
I don't want to watch Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. I don't want to watch that.
Well, you better get used to it because Daniel Bryan's winning the Rumble, bro.
He's not winning the Rumble.
He's winning the Rumble.
Listen, my hot take of Seth winning the Rumble is gold, but if I'm going to actually choose a winner that I think it's going to be and should be, I can't not choose Keith Lee. I think it should be Keith Lee. I think Keith Lee versus Drew at Mania is gold.
I'm going to throw a curveball and say Jey Uso.
Wow!
Whoa!
Well, let me see Rob's reaction. It can't be Jey Uso. It's a
better take than Daniel Bryan.
That's a great pick.
I think it just lends itself well to that story. Maybe like playoff Jey has just been doing all of this like as pretense, like he's not really got Roman's back. He's just doing it so that he can get that next opportunity and then usurp him in the same way that we said Seth could. That's my hot take would be Jey. I think more realistic probably Nakamura. Bryan has got a very good chance of winning it. I, similar to Rob, I don't particularly want to see that match. I like Bryan. I think if Bryan wins it, it's just because he's basically done everything else other than win the Rumble. You know, and he's a big name to have win it. But yeah, no, fuck it. I'm going to go with Jey Uso. Why not?
I love that pick.
And I really don't know this year. I think this is the hardest year that I've ever had predicting the winner. Like you guys said earlier, every year there's pretty much always been something that's come out like the week before or, you know, when Shinsuke won it, I also predicted that Asuka was going to win it the same year, and obviously they were both correct. This year, it's just a weird year, isn't it, man? I don't think there's going to be any surprises. I don't think there's nothing huge, because without the fans there to appreciate it, what's the point?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, but I think Bray would be an awesome pick here. I think he needs it. I think he needs a, you know, an unforgettable moment, because he's had so many forgettable moments. But for me, realistically, I would love to see DB win it.
Cue Rob up. Let's get Rob back. Go ahead, Rob. Say what you got to say.
About what? About Daniel fucking Bryan again? It's not 2014 now. Move on. The push is over.
That's okay. I was just saying, I think similar to the women's one with Rhea, I think Raw need the men's winner more than SmackDown do. Because at least SmackDown, you know, Daniel Bryan's got a reason to be pissed off at the minute. So has Nakamura. You've got people like Cesaro all of a sudden getting a push. Kevin Owens is still in the mix. There's all the talk about Big E going for Roman. There's a lot of potential challenges there on the blue brand. But look at Raw, and you come back to that problem of Goldberg. They brought Goldberg back because Vince doesn't see there being any more legitimate challengers. So what's the best way of getting a legitimate challenger? Win the Rumble.
Can I think it
will be someone from Raw. I don't know who, though.
Yeah.
Right. Can I throw out a random name here?
Go ahead.
Why not Edge?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good possibility, but I think his main focus is getting revenge on Randy. I don't think that feud is over with.
Right, that's why he doesn't win it. Obviously, when Edge comes back, we're getting the trilogy. Why waste a Royal Rumble on Edge?
Final picks, go.
Me and Sacco have DB. I want to see Bray win, but he doesn't need it right now.
I got Seth, who I think is going to win with the whole story, but if I'm picking Keith Lee.
Jey Uso. Or Keith Lee. I'm tight between them.
I think Nia Jax has a good chance.
This show's going off the rails quick.
who would win in a street fight? A real street fight? Nia Jax or China?
China.
That's bullshit. That's a horrible take.
China.
Jax could absorb every punch she throws at her.
Yeah,
absorb it. Yeah.
It's like a street fight, bro. It's a street fight. And she's not throwing punches, all right?
Looks like we got a new segment on the show.
Yeah.
Jesus, come on. We predicted the matches that are on the card for the Rumble, but we're going to fantasy book the matches that have not been made official. Matches like the Intercontinental Championship, matches like the United States Championship. So the first matchup is for the Intercontinental Championship. Big E is the champ. Sacco, what do you got here?
I think that Sami Zayn is going to get his rematch here that he's never really got. And I just think you're not taking it off of Big E. Big E's going over strong here. It could even be a squash match in my mind, but I think Big E wins big.
I mean, I want to agree because Big E is so great, but I just think there's more to Big E than just the Intercontinental title, and I think the time is now. And I think if they add a third other than Sami, like if they add anybody else that can shake this up, and then he won't go down clean.
Yeah.
And then you can push him right to the Rumble, have him win the Rumble, even though I don't think he's going to, but I think it's good booking if that's what happens. And Sami Zayn's a little snake.
Yeah.
Win that title like a little snake that he is. So that being said, I think Sami wins the title back.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in alignment with Rob there. I think Sami wins it in typical snaky shit heel fashion. Big E, I'd really like to see a bit of a longer reign for Big E. I'm a big fan of Big E, and I'm not a big fan of how they've booked the Intercontinental title in the last sort of, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. It's just been hot potatoed around a bit between AJ, Jeff, Sami, Big E, Apollo. But yeah, there are bigger things out there for Big E. No pun intended, but I think I would love to see him drop the title, go on to win the Rumble on the same night. I think that'd be great booking.
Do you think that would hurt Big E's momentum?
No, I think he's... We all know what Big E's capable of. I don't think a short reign particularly hurts him. He's popular enough. His matches with Roman, assuming Roman is still the champion, his matches with Roman would be so good. I think we all know they'd be great matches. Somebody like Big E, I think just momentum can be found out of nowhere because of how much people would get behind him and his personality and, you know, his intensity. And so, yeah, I think he'd be fine.
Yeah. So, Robbie, what do you think is next for Sami if he wins the Intercontinental Championship?
Who knows? I mean, I couldn't tell you, honestly. I think maybe you have him feud with Big E for, you know, the next two pay-per-view, for maybe the next pay-per-view, and then you start your Big E push of putting him in that main event title range for Mania.
Yeah.
But anything could happen. I love Sami. I've always loved Sami since the underdog days in NXT, but.
Yeah, and this is fantasy booking, so it doesn't have to make sense. I picked Chad Gable. I would love to see that match. I know it's something that you probably won't see, but I would love to see Chad Gable get his opportunity. Obviously, Big E's going to go over, but I think that would be a hell of a match. Again, fantasy booking, it doesn't have to make sense.
I actually would enjoy that. Chad Gable is a... I think he deserves more than he's getting, and I think he's very good in the ring. I like that idea, Deets.
Does anybody think that maybe Otis plays into this at any point? Maybe, you know, obviously they messed up big time with the Money in the Bank. Yes. I'd like to see him get in the mix for the Intercontinental. I don't think he should win it. I'm not the biggest fan of Otis anymore. I was a fan of the character, but maybe that was just because the story with Mandy and everybody was so good. But I think that could be interesting as well. The big fucking hoss fight between Biggie and Otis might be fun to see.
If we are talking like, you know, crazy fantasy booking, if you want to go over the top here, you know, say Seth comes back at the Rumble and then like for some reason like joins up with Roman's group, you know, throw Seth and Sammy in some matches. They can put on some shows and then have Seth, you know, run the mid card under Roman for a while and then eventually turn on him.
Okay, so the next match is the United States Championship match. Bobby Lashley is the champion, and there's rumors that Riddle is going to get the next opportunity at the Rumble. Again, that's fantasy book. We'll start with you, Robbie. What do you got?
I don't know who, I'm not sure who Riddle is, but I think Matt Riddle is in this match, right? I think it's not time to take the belt off of anybody in the Hurt Business. I think they are one of the best things in the company right now. It's hard to bury Matt, but I think it's got to be, if we're doing Bobby versus Riddle, I think you got to keep that title on Bobby for a little bit longer.
Love the Hurt Business. I think they were my highlight of last year, especially on Raw, because Raw was so bad. Obviously, there's been a lot of tension between Alexander and Shelton recently. It's looking like they're probably going to split up the Hurt Business, which is making me lean towards maybe Riddle does take the belt from Lashley, and that obviously helped to, you know, drive a wedge between the whole group. It'd be way too soon. I think Hurt Business need at least another year in them. They're so good. If I was fantasy booking it, similar to Rob, I would keep the belt on Lashley. Lashley hasn't had that much, you know, of a dominant reign for the US title yet. It's been pretty unmemorable. By no means does that mean that the belt should be taken off of him. It's just not been booked particularly well, but only because of the lack of decent challengers. I would love to throw Sheamus into the mix. But in terms of the match, if it does happen at the Rumble, which it looks like it's going to, I would personally book Lashley to keep it, but I think that they will have Riddle go over.
You know what's crazy too? MVP is one of those returns that I didn't like, kind of like Goldberg, but he came back and he elevated Bobby Lashley. He elevated Alexander. He elevated Benjamin.
Before MVP came aboard, he was in a freaking love triangle with Lana and Rusev, for crying out loud. But as far as my prediction for the matches, Riddle, I agree with what Rob and Chris said. The Hurt Business is great for the product right now. They're, you know, top of their game. But I think Riddle goes over here. And then Bobby Lashley has a strong performance in the Royal Rumble and probably is in my final four, honestly, the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, he really hasn't done much with that. He hasn't had much title defenses, I feel like. I feel like it's been a really...
Yeah, it's a Dean Ambrose run, exactly.
Right, yeah. It's a Dean Ambrose run.
It's pretty good.
What about Elias? Like, how about we give Elias a belt? He's entertaining as shit.
Yeah, love Elias.
I agree with you, but he's kind of like a Riddle's character. How serious you take Elias? He was always out playing his, you know, music, and it was so predictable that somebody was going to interrupt him every damn time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's finally got a theme song, so that's a start.
I thought he had one in NXT for a little bit, like when he first came in.
He might have. I'm not sure.
It was like a slow one.
I've got a question about Hurt Business. I don't know if any of you guys have got an opinion on it, but why does Vince hate a faction? He gives the green light on factions being, well, on anything happening. So obviously on factions being created, but there's one on Raw. They've been brilliant. Split them up. New Day on SmackDown. Split them up. Put them on opposite shows. Why? What's his problem with factions?
The New Day was actually one group that I thought ran its course. I think they were together for a while, and I think they did the right move by splitting them up. I didn't agree with the Shield at the time, but I definitely thought, like Deeds said, it was time for Big E to have a singles push, and I think they did the right move there.
Because Vince just doesn't care about tag teams.
I don't think Vince... I mean, why would he put them together if he hated them, you know?
If he hated them, if he really hated them, he just wouldn't book tag team matches at all. He'd just completely scrap it, maybe unify the belts, and then just forget about it even more. So there's got to be something... Obviously, keep New Day together because of merchandise sales, obviously.
Yeah.
So New Day will probably never... until they retire, they will probably never, ever... truly, fully, 100% split up, because I think even now Big E is still classed part of the New Day, isn't he? Even though he's on a different brand.
Yeah, I think he does what he, I think he excels. I think it's like a trampoline almost for them, because like Deed said earlier, like, I don't think any of these guys in her business are where they are without, you know, them being in the faction. I think it's accelerated them. And I think then once Vince sees that there's potential, he cuts it and then lets them do their own thing to see if it works. But I don't think he's like purposely hating factions. I think he kind of likes them a lot. I think it's an easy way out of booking, really. I think it should put a bunch of people together and they just beat the shit out of people. I think it's lazy booking, but I like it, to be honest with you.
Oh, wait, I've just thought of the other faction on Raw, but it's not really worth mentioning. Retribution, is it?
How's the podcast going, man?
Good, yeah, really good. I enjoyed this. Thank you for having me on. Yeah. Like I say, we on our show, we do things like we interview a lot of guests.
Yeah,
and we occasionally do a week in review what happened the week before, but we don't very often do predictions and previews and things like that. And I fucking love like fantasy booking and talking about what could happen. So this has been good, man. I'd be thrilled to come on again.
Chris, you want to promote your podcast?
Yeah, so it's Our House Podcast. Like I say, we go out every Sunday with a new episode. We've been recently interviewing guys from Ring of Honor. We've had Shane Taylor, all of Shane Taylor Promotions, SOS, O'Shea Edwards. We've got, in about a month's time, we've got Rene Michel coming up from obviously former WWE. We've got a lot of cool stuff going on at the moment. Across all social media and YouTube, it's at It's Our House Pod. Find me at PWCDs. I'm a bit of a dickhead on Twitter, so you might not want to. Yeah, that's it, man. That's it, really. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely, man. Maybe next time we'll crack open a cold one with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Chris, I appreciate you.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Well, that's the end of the show. We hope you had a good time. Thank you for tuning in. Chris, thank you for stopping by. Go follow those guys on Twitter at It's Our House Pod. Follow us on Twitter at The UW Pod and Instagram at UW Podcast.
Yeah, baby.
And here it comes.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Universal Wrestling Podcast.
Light that plug up and say!
Check us out on the web at UWPod.com.
You've got mail.
Or send us an email.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
info@uwpod.com. Universal Wrestling Podcast.
Nobody does it better.